if you ever hear my homilies, or even if you ever hear, sometimes I address this on the radio show, one of the things you will always hear me say is that Catholicism is not so much a system of morality, but it is a pursuit of wisdom that leads us to understand why we live morality. And I have different forms of saying that, but that's always where I come from, that Catholicism, first and foremost, is all about seeking and pursuing divine wisdom. And it's through the wisdom and growing in wisdom that we understand the morality, that we live our life by the standards that we understand through our wisdom. Welcome to the program. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear the program after it airs at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, part of my practice in spirituality, obviously, is to spend time in prayer. You know, that goes without saying. And one of the things that I do a holy hour, and the first half hour is spent usually in some form of silent prayer. I often do my office of readings then, but often silent prayer. I do my breviary, the rest of my breviary, at another time, because I don't have that as part of that holy hour. For many people, that is perfectly acceptable. It's just I'm actually part of what is known as the fraternity of priests. And with the fraternity of priests, we're called to have a separate time for our breviary. So I do my hour of prayer. And so the first half hour is usually in some form of silent prayer, although I will do the office of readings often. And then the second 15 minutes is spiritual reading, whether it's from the Bible or a spiritual book. I had finished a little while ago, which I greatly enjoyed, was Dennis Prager's two books so far. He's working on the whole series, but two books so far, the Rational Bible series. And I read Exodus, which is actually the first of the two books. And then I read Genesis, although in the Bible they go the reverse. So that was spiritual reading I just finished. So obviously I need some new spiritual reading. And I don't know how I found this, but somehow I did. And that was, it was, you know, somehow in my collection of books, but I don't remember getting it. So I have no idea. This is a book that was originally copyright in 1948, then in 1976, and then again in 1990. By his widow, and the author is Dietrich von Hildebrand. His widow, of course, is Alice von Hildebrand. Now, if you're not familiar with Dietrich von Hildebrand, very fascinating story, because he was one of the Catholics, and there were many, who stood up against the teachings of the Nazi regime. And he was the one who I've quoted from time to time, who said that he knew that Germany was in trouble when there was a loss of a sense of the eternal. That might look familiar to us, but he knew Germany was in trouble when there was a loss of a sense of the eternal. So a real powerful Catholic writer. He was a philosopher. His widow, who was his second wife, his first wife died. His widow is Alice von Hildebrand. She, to the best of my knowledge, is still alive. Very outspoken, as was Dietrich von Hildebrand. And the book I'm reading is called Transformation in Christ on the Christian Attitude. And it comes right now from Ignatius Press. This would be the 1990 version. So I don't know how it ended up in my, because I absolutely do not remember buying this book. And it is a used book, so I just don't remember it. So I don't know how I did. It's possibly one of the places I've gone. Now, I haven't been there since the COVID shutdown started, is the Brattlebrook Bookstore. So if you've been there and you want to tell me it's open, let me know. I should take my bike by there and see if it's open. Loved it. Love the Brattlebrook Bookstore and all used bookstores, as well as all bookstores. But anyway, here it is. So I'm just beginning the book, and it is how many pages? It's 500 pages. So at 15 minutes a day, it's going to take me forever Jesus may be back before I finish this book, but it's got some great reflections on it. And one of the things it reflects on is some of the things that I wanted to address this week. And it's something that I've been thinking of for a while anyway, and it has a lot to do with how I began the program. And of course, as you noticed, how I began the program was talking about that what we are all about is a pursuit of wisdom first, and our wisdom actually is how we understand our morality. Because a lot of people will describe the Christian faith as living a moral life, and if we live a good moral life, then God will let us into heaven. That is a heresy. That is not Christianity. At least it's not Catholicism. It's about the pursuit of wisdom and living by that wisdom that leads us to live a moral life. It might be two sides of the same coin, but I don't know. I think they are actually very different. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media. com. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about the reality that our pursuit of faith, our faith, and our seeking to live the Catholic life is actually rooted in seeking the wisdom of God and allowing that wisdom to affect how we live our lives. It's not the other way around. And one of the powerful things that I understand, and I was reading this, as I was reading the book Transformation in Christ, I'm in the second chapter by Dietrich von Hildebrand. I see that he was touching on this as well. And let me explain this to you. You know, there's two kinds of wisdom I always talk about. There is human wisdom and there's divine wisdom. And we're called to use both. You know, it's not we're just called to use divine wisdom, but through divine wisdom, we come to deepen and understand our human wisdom. But if we cut ourselves off from the source of divine wisdom by turning around and rejecting God and rejecting a relationship with Jesus Christ and everything that goes with it, then we live strictly by human wisdom. But human wisdom is not sufficient enough to help us to understand how to live our life and how to understand what it is to live as a human being to which we are called. So we need divine wisdom. And the author who illustrated that extremely well was William Golding in Lord of the Flies, because that's really what it is about. They felt cut off from the rest of the world, that the only thing they could do from that point is to decide from themselves what is right and what is wrong, and that whole society just collapses. In Lord of the Flies. I'm not going to give the ending of the story. That would be a spoiler, but you know where I'm coming from on that. So at the same time, we recognize that what we're called to do is pursue in our relationship with Christ the divine wisdom. And the more we seek divine wisdom, then we let go of human wisdom, if you understand that. And not completely, obviously. I mean, let me put it to you this way. I don't have to pick up the Bible to understand that 2 plus 2 equals 4. But we can essentially say that that is a truth. And if we learn it in our math class from our atheistic math teacher, it's still true. It doesn't mean anything, okay? So I'm not talking that we only listen to, if it's not in the Bible, well, if, you know, you meet people say, if it's not in the Bible, I'm not going to believe it. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. We have human wisdom, but our human wisdom is deepened by our divine wisdom. And if we don't pursue divine wisdom, we will have a limit and a false form of living in just human wisdom. So what that allows us to do is to let go of those things that basically are false understandings of who we are as human beings, and we can seek Christ, who brings us to a truer understanding of who we are as human beings. But one of the things that Dietrich von Hildebrand says is that as we root ourselves more and more in Christ, who we truly are becomes stronger. So, and who we truly are is, so in other words, I have Pat Jones here, and I have Chris Aloysius here. And they're two different people. We're obviously, hypothetically, they're two different people. As they grow in Christ, they become more who Christ called them to be with their individual gifts and what they individually have to offer, as well as together they grow in Christ. So they don't become more and more similar to themselves, but they become more and more what Christ calls them to be and becomes a more powerful version, in a sense, of what Christ called them to be originally. So they still have their differences between them, but they're rooting themselves in Christ. So that is a teaching from Dietrich von Hildebrand from his book, Transformation in Christ. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.